Good morning, I'm Luis Sainz, your host for Focus on Campus, and joining us today are Cecilia Holguin and Jorge Marquez. They are here representing the University Counseling Center. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you very much for being with us here today.
Thank you.
Yeah, thank you for the invitation.
Now, as I mentioned, you all represent the University Counseling Center, and we have been talking before the program started about the fact that there are certain issues, stigmas associated with the word counseling or even therapy, but, you know, people get that all the time. You know, if your mom or your grandma or your best friend is talking with you, giving you advice, it's kind of like a little bit counseling session. But what we are offering here at the university, first of all, is it available to faculty, staff, and students, or just students?
Basically, it's for UTEP students that are currently enrolled, and faculty can call in for a consultation and staff for a consultation. But usually with faculty and staff, we refer them to the EAP so they can follow through with that. But all UTEP students.
Earlier in the year in October, you all had screenings for depression, and sometimes there's a lot of issues also with that, because, you know, especially in our Hispanic culture, you know, if somebody is depressed, you know, the mother or grandma will say, just get over it, you know, it's going to be okay, just, you know, roll with the punches. But it's gotten to be a lot more serious, and especially when you're dealing with young mothers, you know, students who are in school and they have other responsibilities. Tell me a little bit about what you all saw during the month of October. What were you looking for specifically?
Well, in October, so nationally, they hold the National Depression Screening Day, and usually a lot of counseling centers across the nation and community mental health centers also have a screening day during, because October is Mental Health Awareness Month. And so at UTEP, what we've been holding the past couple of years is kind of an open house for the counseling center. We invite all students, we even invite faculty and staff if they want to come in and get screened. And it's a brief screen, so we kind of screen them for depression, for anxiety, and other mental health related problems. And so that day is a quick come in, do, you know, test your mood, we kind of say it, kind of how like when individuals say, come test your cholesterol, or tell them, come test your mood. And so they come in, they do the screening, they go over the results with a counselor, and the counselor is brief with them, telling them, you know, this is looking like maybe you're stressed, you know, maybe the counseling center is something that you'd want to come back and try. And so we answer any questions that they have at that moment. And so it's been very successful the past 3 years. Afterwards, we see a lot of an influx of students that come in for the first time. And it allows them to, like we were saying earlier, the stigma, right? Well, what's the stigma? What does a counseling center look like? What kind of a student goes to the counseling center? So it's a great opportunity for faculty, staff, and especially the students to come in and see what the counseling center is like, to know and see what the counselors are like. And then we kind of give them a little push. Hey, come back if you need to.
So, Cecilia, give us an example of perhaps, okay, if one of our students were to show up, they didn't really have anything specific they wanted to talk about. But as Jorge mentioned, they wanted to find out more about what you all had to offer. What would you tell them? And you being experienced counselors, I'm sure that you can tell if that person is wanting to say something but hasn't really opened up.
Okay. Well, first of all, just to kind of give a brief summary, when they come in, it's on a walk-in basis. They fill out paperwork, and then one of us is always on call Monday through Friday during regular business hours. And so they meet with one of us counselors. And from there, we ask several questions, maybe with regards to family, you know, some of the stressors may be currently occurring in their lives. You can tell when somebody is wanting to maybe say a little bit more. Maybe they get teary-eyed. Maybe they slow down or and they're talking. Maybe they're looking down. So that's an opportunity for us to, you know, reflect back and ask them, you know, what is going on right now? You know, we are here to help. That's our purpose, our goal. And the fact that, you know, I usually tell them, you know, there's nobody else around here. You know, you can cry if you need to. There's Kleenex. There's an opportunity to really open up and share what's going on, because they may have not had that opportunity before.
And as we mentioned earlier, sometimes it's a cultural thing because they feel they can't open up at home.
It does happen that way, because I think a lot of times, especially with the Hispanic culture, machismo, you know, I don't want to cry. And I shouldn't, and or emotions were not encouraged at home for whatever reason it may be at that moment. or at that time. But we try to remind them that talking makes a huge difference. You're not the only one carrying that load. And it helps to feel some relief. And I think we have noticed within the last few years, you know, that more students are willing to come and to open up. And that stigma slowly going away and that taboo also is slowly diminishing, I feel.
In some instances, and this could be cultural again, where you have perhaps, let's say, a young lady. And, you know, she's always been taking care of her parents. And but suddenly, you know, she meets somebody and she wants to spend time with him. But she feels pulled because the parents say, you know, put a guilt trip on her. You're supposed to take care of us. You're supposed to be with us. And then I would think that perhaps the young man would say, well, you know, I it's okay for you to take care of your parents, but what does that mean for us if we were to get any serious? And so they're kind of feel a lot of pressure there, I would imagine.
Right. Yes, that is something that we definitely see. And I think developmentally for our students are getting to that age where they're becoming more independent, maybe getting a job, getting into a relationship. Like you said, some are thinking about moving away, even down to choosing a different major, right? Mom, dad want them to be an engineer, but maybe they want to be a nurse or a psychologist or a social worker. So those are some of the dilemmas that we help kind of work the students through. You know, we talk about Latino culture. One of the things, familismo, such so big in our culture. And it could be a beautiful and positive thing for our culture that, you know, we take care of each other. We don't need to go to the psychologist, to the doctor, to the whoever to take care of it. We take care of ourselves. But when it starts getting into some conflicts is in the situation that you're describing, where maybe it could be a young man or the young woman that family wants them to do something, a certain thing. They have an expectation for them, but they're wanting to live their own life and go their own path. And so that's something that at the Counseling Center we definitely help students with, is how to manage that, you know, which decision might be best for them.
What about, because I would imagine that sometimes spirituality is involved as well. And some people say, well, you know, I used to go to church with my mom every time, but now I've kind of broken away and I found perhaps a different church. And that could be a big deal too, because as you mentioned, you know, moving away, if somebody tells their parents, you know, I'm not going to be going to church with you anymore, I found a new church, and that's almost like being a traitor. To in some families.
I think guilt is a huge factor when it comes to the culture with regards to, you know, I'm doing something different than my parents, whether it be, like Dr. Marquez said right now, whether it be a major, whether it be choosing to be with, as you said, a partner instead of maybe not being able to be there for parents as much, and or, as you said, religion. And so there's that heavy weight of what do I do? You know, who do I focus on and who do I honor more in regards to my parents, myself? And so it is a struggle for them. It's a very difficult issue that they need to figure out. You know what? I am becoming more independent. I am my own person. And this is the time between 18 and 25, developmentally, it is the time that they're discovering who they are. So we try to encourage that. And it doesn't mean that you separate yourself completely from your roots, but it's that you incorporate new thoughts and ideas and beliefs that will help with regards to that new development as an adult.
I realize that this is not a quick fix, and they will need several appointments to meet with you all. And one of the things that comes up also, because you see this in advertisements, television, magazines, where they'll say, ask your doctor about this, and they have so many antidepressant, anti-anxiety medications that perhaps, you know, the young people might think, well, that's a quick fix, and I can go and talk to my therapist about that.
Right. We do see that quite a bit, the advertisement. And what we encourage, you know, we tell students, okay, if you're thinking about medication, remember the medication is intended to target symptoms. So if you're feeling depressed, it's going to help you maybe feel a little bit better, maybe reduce the sadness, maybe kind of help eliminate the loss of motivation. However, it's not going to eliminate life's problems or life's stresses. So that's when we say, you know, continue with the counseling, because working with us, we can help you learn skills that will help you manage that stress that's in your life.
And I'm glad you mentioned, you know, it's going to go away for a little while, but it'll be back again tomorrow, because a lot of times also young people, because of peer pressure, when they come in, they think that it's almost a rite of passage to, you know, go to a party and drink and maybe even take drugs. And then the fact that, you know, they're old enough that they can go to Mexico and drink. And some of these parties that you hear about nationwide where, you know, some of these, I want to call them children because they are young people, they end up dying because, you know, they want to drink so they won't look bad. And then they end up drinking too much. And there was an incident that I read a couple years ago about how this young man, they just dropped him off at his house and he died on the front lawn and his mom discovered him the next day. So responsibility is something else. And I'm wondering about, do you all work with students who you use as perhaps peer counselors? You know, some students who are maybe studying social work, studying psychotherapy, anything like that? Or you just work on your own?
Well, we don't have peer counselors per se,
okay. But
we do have a training program.
Uh-huh.
It's APA accredited. And we have doctoral students, and we've had at least three social work master level students that are working on their social work degree. And also we've had from the educational counseling department. So one of the things is they bring new ideas and new energy, and so they also get an opportunity to speak with the students, maybe their age and their experience and the fact that maybe they're still in school, obviously, and or, you know, just about to graduate. They would have also an ability to connect more at times also maybe with the student.
Jorge and Cecilia, one of the things that we haven't touched upon, and, you know, this is very important, and I'm sure that, you know, you deal with it all the time, and that is confidentiality, because some people, it's going to take a big step for them to walk into your office. But then also bigger step to open up and know that they can trust you and trust others because, you know, it's a big thing for them. To us, it may be like, well, just get over it. I went through that. But people don't know what people are going through.
Right. No. And so, you know, there are state laws that mandate confidentiality. So our center, and that's one of the first things we tell students when they come in and they're filling out their paperwork and when they meet with a counselor for the first time is that everything, all the information that's gathered during these sessions are confidential. They're kept separate from their academic records because they're considered to be health records. And there are a few exceptions in the state of Texas. The most important ones that we make sure the students understand is that if their life is in risk or in danger, or someone else's life is in risk or danger, by state law, we would have to break confidentiality.
Sure.
Right? But other than that, you know, everything else is confidential, and I think that helps them open up more during the sessions.
Where exactly are your offices located?
We're located at 202 Union West.
And what is the phone number that they should call or perhaps a web page that they can go to find out more about you guys?
Well, the phone number is 747-5302. And that is the same number that they call after hours. We have an after hours crisis line also. There is also, I think you said the webpage. I don't know it offhand, but if they put in University Counseling Center on the search, it'll come up.
Definitely.
It'll have a listing of our workshops, some apps that we encourage them to look at, and also a referral list that we try to update every year.
Okay. Well, thank you very much for taking the time to be with us here today. We've been visiting with Cecilia Holguin and Jorge Marquez with the University Counseling Center. Again, if you're interested, you should call 747-5302. And they also have their offices at 202 Union West. You can also go to utep.edu and then type in University Counseling and you'll get the links to some of the different workshops and programs that they have. Again, thank you so much for being with us here today.
Thank you very much.
Thank you for the invitation.
Muchas gracias.
Focus on Campus is taped and produced at the KTEP Studios, University of Texas at El Paso Communication Building. Our thanks to our engineer, Lauren Terrazas. You've been tuned to Focus on Campus. I'm Luis Sainz.